Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you remember the film March of the Penguins, you know that emperor penguins are built for life in the coldest place on Earth. So naturally, they have one of the most remarkable breeding strategies in the animal kingdom, shaped by the extreme conditions of the Antarctic winter. Each year, adults travel inland from the ocean to traditional breeding colonies on stable sea ice. After courtship, the female lays a single egg and carefully transfers it to the male's feet. The male then balances the egg on his feet and covers it with a warm brood pouch, protecting it from temperatures that can drop below minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Once the egg is safely with the male, the female returns to the ocean to feed. During this period, she may travel anywhere from about 50 to 60 miles to reach open water, sometimes even farther depending on ice conditions. While she hunts for fish, squid, and krill, the male remains behind without eating, fasting for about 2 months while incubating the egg. Meanwhile, males huddle together in large groups to conserve heat and survive powerful winds. When the chick finally hatches, the female typically returns from the sea with food just in time to feed it.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo to spread the good news of the natural world.